I don't know, we got our little tags that some people put on their license. It does say Colorado Native, but I don't know otherwise what they would be called.
Could you call them a Coloradoan?
Suppose you could.
Could, but you don't.
I don't, okay. But you know what? That might be more common up around your big cities, Denver and, okay. And through there where you have so many tourists coming and going all the time.
Right.
That might be more of an expression that would be used in that area than here.
What about natives of other states? Do you have a name for, say, somebody from Texas?
Oh, yeah, Texans.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, do we have a name for them? They come in and camp at all of our campgrounds in the summer.
Yeah.
We have a rule. They only can stay 3 weeks. So in 3 weeks' time, Joe from over here moves over to Sam's place, and Sam from over here moves over to Sam's place. They take up all of our camping. We have no place to go camping in the summer anymore.
What about natives of, say, California? Is there a name for them?
I didn't know.
Californians, I suppose. But
what about New Mexico?
New Mexico?
Yeah.
I suppose they'd be called New Mexicans, but we don't.
Okay.
You know, we just say they're from New Mexico,
okay.
Period.
Can you tell me the names of the other western states that are west of here?
Nevada, Utah, Arizona, California.
Northern ones?
Let's see, we got Wyoming and Montana and the Dakotas and I don't know. What are you doing? Testing my poor little brain?
No. not meaning to. Are there other terms you know for an American that you might use or hear?
For an American per se?
Yeah. Ever hear Yankee or is that something else?
Well, you know, a Yankee was the northern part of the Confederate War.
Right.
But they're still Americans. They live here.
Yes.
So how would, I mean, that you couldn't term them not being American just because they were a Yankee.
Right.
Or a Confederate. You know, I mean, that's, to me, that's they're still American.
Okay. Do you know of another term for Canadian? A Canadian person? You ever heard of a Canuck? Not something you heard. Okay. What about another term for Mexican person?
Webex.
Okay.
Big time.
Okay.
We have them all.
Okay. A lot of Mexican here.
Yeah, we do.
What about a black person?
We called them Negroes, but I guess now they don't want to be called Negro. They want to be called blacks now.
Okay. Are you familiar with the term Anglo?
I am an Anglo.
Okay.
I'm also a dumb gringo. I get told that every day.
Do you?
Huh? Yeah. You know what a gringo is?
Yeah.
Well, that's me. I'm a gringo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because I can't eat their hot chili and stuff, so therefore that makes me a dumb gringo.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, really.
Do you know another term for country people?
Cowboys.
Okay.
My kids were always labeled cowboys.
Are they? What about poor people? Is there another term for that? That people use around here?
Well, you know, when my kids grew up, I didn't know it for a while, but when my kids grew up and when they went through school, they were called poor white trash because we weren't rich like some of the people thought they were.
Yeah.
What the truth was is they had borrowed to the hilt where a few years later they went bankrupt on their farms, but that's beside the point.
Yeah.
My kids were known as poor white trash, but I think it's a term that's basically kind of gone out. We don't have, per se, that many poor people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody is, I consider myself poor. You know, I make less than 10 grand a year. I consider myself poor.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know my kids are out of school, so I don't know what they do in the schools. That comes from schools,
mm-hmm.
because that's a term that the kids are going to be smart mouthing at school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so. By not having any kids in school, I haven't heard it in the last few years.
Okay.
Okay.
Just put another term for it. What about, do you know any other terms for ranch hands?